What up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It is that time. A lot of shenanigans happening. Wow. And we're going to break it down for this episode, Finals and Follies, coming up next.
Hey, y'all. It's Kona.
And I'm Chaos. And you're watching,
Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What up, y'all? TK Trinidad here for Women's Wrestling Talk. We are doing all things well, and I'm not alone. Christina's in the building. How are you doing?
Hi, doing good, doing good. This episode was definitely a wow.
Yes, and we'll get into it because it was interesting because there was some stuff that I saw when I went there live that it's now all clicking. I'm like, oh, okay. So we'll get into what I saw live behind the scenes and what we saw on TV and all the things. But let's get, and also we're actually dropping two WOW interviews in the next day or so, one with Genesis and one with Candy Crush, ironically. There's some questions that they're going to be answering to that you guys will find really, really interesting. But on a whole, Christina, what did you think about this episode?
On a whole, I was really impressed with the episode. I saw a lot of my favorite teams and there was some turns, two big turns for me. Some people missing, some people added. So a lot of questions that I have for David, but hopefully what we can get answered soon.
That part. So we started the beginning of the episode with the Beast and Abilene Maverick. Oh my gosh. It was kind of one of those things where I think David believed the Beast, but if you notice when they were playing the replay, it was only on one side. So for you guys who haven't caught up on WOW. Last week, the Beast had a match with Abilene Maverick for the title. And she lost due to the fact that she had brass knuckles in her shorts, which if you know the Beast, that the math is not mathing on that.
No one can slip some brass knuckles in my shorts. I'm just saying.
That part, there's that. And then it's also, if you watch the replay that they did, they only did it from one angle. So it's like they didn't have the other angle, which when the Beast had Abilene rolled up, that could have been the time where she could have slipped the knuckles.
A little slipperoo.
That part. What up, Eric? And what up, JD in the building? So with that being said, Abilene does walk out. She's in crutches. She has a head brace and all this other stuff. One minor flaw in what she was trying to do. And I feel like if I were her PR, I would have definitely caught this. So she walked out in her crutches. She had the brace. She said, I can't take any matches. And the next thing you want to do, and this is like normal too. This is not even like one of those things where it's not even PR related. Like if you call into work sick, typically you have like a backup thing. Like, oh, like I'm sick. And then, you know, if your boss asks something, you have like, you know, random medication or you have something to back it up. So with Abilene, she had no proof of a concussion.
Asked for a doctor's note.
Yeah, it's just like, so you have a concussion but you didn't go to the doctor?
I mean, maybe like she just has, as a veteran, she knows what they feel like, so she's like, I must be concussed if nothing else.
Yeah, but yes, there is that, but it also comes with things like all promotions have to have like even baseline, like, you know, medical on deck. So, you know, yeah, I agree. MDB,
a backup lie.
Like, have a backup lie. Like, it's one of those things.
My favorite is that she was coming out all sick, but like, if you notice when she like was leaving the ring, she like left the ring very abled. Yeah. Like she threw the crutches down, like rolled out, like no one's even helping her.
Yeah, that part. And she's wearing heels, and everybody, well, not everybody knows, but typically when you get injured, that those are the first things to go because your balance and everything is off, like especially if you had a concussion. So, you know, Abilene, please, you know, hire me or somebody else. We can like you know, get these things together for you, because a lot of questionable stuff and it just didn't.
TK can be the doctor that you need for the report. Like, there's different things.
It's clear that David's not checking. So you could have just created a note. I'm sure if you go on Google, you can find a doctor's note online. Like, we're in that era. So, you know, we could have took the necessary steps to kind of get you where you want to go. But as David said, the Beast is going to be getting that match. As she should, yes. But this is, again, where it's a preference of David versus what actually happened, right? So if he believes that the knuckles were slipped in her shorts and she doesn't have proof and there's no proof, technically, like, she's disqualified, period.
Technically, when they did the replay of the roll-up is when I was like, okay, they're really close. Maybe that's when Abilene might have slipped the knuckles in. But I from obviously us and Beast go way back to 2 weeks ago. And she would not have brought out those brass knuckles. That was just not her. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. And MDB999 is saying AI, definitely, I'm sure AI does everything.
Wrote a doctor's note.
But it's one of those things where I agree with you. However, and it's very clear as we watch different episodes, David kind of puts his preference to certain things.
But if
everyone has a book, it's just kind of like
technically they were on her person. They were found on her person, and that's how you lose.
Yeah. So it is what it is. We'll see what happens. You know,
but if Beast, if you can hear my voice, it's me, Christina. I think you should have a rematch. And you had nothing to do with the breast knuckles. Okay.
There it is. So we go to match number one. IQ Superior, Classmaster, and the Disciplinarian against the new Mother Tag Team Champinos.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of this match?
It was a good match. I'm always Classmaster and Disciplinarian. I like them against the Mother Truckers. I think sometimes I'm kind of like, oh, okay. The Classmaster with her 6'2" self. I'm always impressed at how she towers over everyone. I like the Disciplinarian with the Classmaster. It's making sense. I don't know if her outfit, something about, you know how I feel about outfits. Something about the outfit is not 100% meshing with me for the whole
the blue of it. I think she had a different outfit when she first started, because she's another OG. She's not OG as Jungle Girl, but she's another OG that's been around through different variations a while. I think her original outfit was a button-down white shirt with like a little mini like women's tie with black pants.
I feel like that even would have been better.
Yeah, so I don't know what the version of the blue is, or the reason for the blue, but I definitely
need some plaid or something.
Yeah, but she fits in way better than G.I. Jane.
Yes, because I see what they were going for with G.I. Jane, like, oh, two, like, you know, disciplinarians, essentially. Right. But yeah, no, I definitely like Disciplinarian more here. I really like the match. Mother Truckers really continue to impress me. I always like Holly's swag. There's a point where I always get excited when right before Big Rig Betty comes out. Right before, when Holly Swag is doing her thing, she gets a little tired, and then we're just waiting for her to tag in her mom, and I'm just watching her like, tag in mom.
It was an amazing match. Yeah, it was a great match and great storytelling. Like, a lot of the match, I mean, you can't, I don't want to say you can't hit it out of the park every time, every match, because I don't want to discredit the hard work that people put in. But
yeah.
The storytelling of this match was really, really good, because you saw them essentially taking advantage of Holly Swag because of her size, and, you know, they're tossing her around, and, you know, she's just like you know, gangstering it through it. She refuses to tap out. And then even when she was about to tap in, her mom, like, you know, just the
her mom sheer, came in. Like,
I need to get to her type thing. It was great because it had me questioning for a hot second, because Samantha Smart did say before the match started that she wants to make sure that they are the shortest, they have the shortest run as a tag team.
Yes. Champion. I was like, oh God, no. They're
so lose it. Like, it really, that coupled with how they told the story, was like, oh damn, like, really? That's what we're going to do? Like, that's what we're going to do, David? Like, I feel like I have some problems with that. And then, like you said, Big Red Betty tapped in and, like, cleared the house. And that's where the energy came up. And it's like Holly's swags fed off her mom's energy. And, like, it was just momentum. And she was the one who pinned, who was it, Disciplinarian or?
I think it was Class Master. My tripping?
I think it's Classmaster, you're right. Holly Swag pins Disciplinarian. And
yeah. I'm completely off.
Oh, I mean, we only had two choices, so it was one of the
other. I'm 50% wrong.
But it was a really, 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 for their first match out the gate, is a really great match. However, what did you think of this match?
I thought overall was good. There's always some foolery with Samantha Smart and that ruler. I just want to get that ruler and just like break it over my knee. And I can, when she's like using it, it's like bendy. So I can tell it's like a bendy ruler. I just want to get it and like twist it up.
Probably has like hundreds of them floating around somewhere.
I know. I like the match overall though. I really liked it.
Good match, which brings us to a question that I had while the match was going on. It's like, isn't Pink's Miami Sweet Heat, aren't they entitled to a rematch? And so after the Mother Truckers won, Miami Sweet Heat came on with Lana Starr, and Lana's like, don't worry, I got it, I have a game plan. But with that being said, regardless if Lana has a game plan, isn't that the automatic thing? See what I'm talking about, the waffling of David? Because it's like,
Shouldn't they already get a rematch? Because
right, and if the team is, you know, on the scandalous side and the shenanigans side, then should they still be part of WOW? Because then you can't trust them. So like, you want to appear fair, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not being fair if you give the first match to
not the people that it's not always how that is always how it goes. The people that just lost to get the first rematch.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like, what? No explanation either.
David,
you have some answering to do.
We have some questions.
So apparently Lana Starr has a game plan that she didn't want to share with the rest of the world. And so we'll see what happens. Because didn't she have a little USB too with information on it? I think David Lana? Had one and then she had one. Yeah. So
I think
back in like November or something like that. So, you know, we'll see if it's the same blackmail or something different, but we'll see what happens with that. That brings us to our next match number two, which would be Las Banditas and the Tonga Twins. So yeah, take us away with this, because you did a little bit of research.
A little deep dive.
Yeah, not who they were before the last time that we saw them.
Oh, okay. So I love Tonga Twins. I love Las Banditas. So imagine my surprise when Las Banditas is missing a bandita. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Everything's normal. She looks kind of different. Vivian looks kind of different. I look a little closer. That's not Vivian. That's Angel Rose. So that's when we were introduced to a newest member of Las Banditas, Angel Rose, with Sylvia Sanchez. And I did do a little deep dive. We saw on Instagram, Sophia Lopez had introduced Angel Rose as like the new member. But like in the comments, I felt like she was being a little shady, because she was just saying like, oh, because people were saying, oh, what happened to Vivian? And she was like, oh yeah, you know, we had to get someone new or something. So I was like, oh, what happened?
Right. And the fact that she answered too. Like, that's
and the fact that like, she that's... answered, I was like, oh, okay. And then I took myself to Reddit, of course. I was like, who else is also wondering the same thing? And the people were saying that like her WoW Instagram is still active, but her alternate wrestling Instagram is deleted, but her personal one is still active, but private. So it was a lot going on. I don't know. But Sophia Lopez was saying in the chat that she had to replace her Vivian. So I was like, is Vivian not coming back? Is Angel Rose here for good? I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm reading in the comments now. I mean, there are a lot of support. There's a lot of support for Angel Rose.
She was good. It was a shock.
Because wasn't, we just missed Sophia. Happy birthday, Sophia. She had a birthday 3 weeks ago. Our birthday list for wrestlers is just crazy. We need to keep adding to that. But yeah, it's interesting. And then I'm seeing that all the WoW superheroes are liking it. Like Sylvia liked the post.
So I'm like, okay, shout out to Angel Rose, but where's Vivian? I need the story.
Yeah. So yeah,
the backstory. I need to know.
What's going on with that?
What's going on? Is she coming back? Is she not coming back? Maybe she's coming back as something out. Maybe she's gonna come back tag teaming with Tormenta. I don't know.
That's a possibility, but yeah, we need some answers. And sometimes what happens too is that like they disappear and reappear, and there's like no answers. Like they
there's no answer. She just went on vacation.
Disappeared into an alternate universe. So how did you like this match?
Yes. So I was really excited to see Tonga Twins as usual. I wasn't sure who, I felt like it was going to go towards Tonga Twins, but I wasn't sure just because with this new member of Las Bandidas, I was like, I didn't know what to expect. She was really good though. I was really impressed with Angel Rose. Mm-hmm. She has good chemistry with Sylvia Sanchez. Not too much foolery by Sophia Lopez was kept to a minimum, I feel like, in this match. But Tonga Twins with the Tongan drop did get the W for this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it was a really great matchup. Well, if Vivian was there, we know what the Las Bandidas was capable of. But
Angel
did a really great job. So it was a great matchup. It was a solid matchup, but the Tonga Twins just dominated. Even when they're like that last part where Sophia throws in the suitcase and they have enough wherewithal to duck, and Angel takes out Sylvia. It's kind of like this is why you actually plan for tag teams versus throwing people together for situations like this, because the Tonga Twins were just seamless. Obviously, they've been a tag team for their whole life, so it's a little
for their whole life since birth.
Yeah, so they have advantage, more than other folks. But just if you watch the way that they move, it's just very seamless. Even when I believe it was Kona, she was stuck in the corner and she was trying to get the rest's attention to show that Chaos was going through some stuff. Like she had enough wherewithal. It's like, okay, this is not getting me anywhere. Let me just go back to my corner because I know she's going to get to me. I'm going to be ready. Like all these little things, just that's the signs of true tag teams, and not everybody wants to do that. I feel like you've been on the show before. Shout out to Baldi.
What a name.
Wow. Hailing from Chicago. Yes, definitely hit that smash button, that like button. But yeah, I think that's across the board for promotions, specifically with women's tag teams. It's just one of those things, like some of them, they're just meant together, and then some of them, you know, they're thrown together, and it just never bodes well because you really want to invest in a great tag team, and they're not allowing us to do that. I mean, we need to talk about like damage control, for instance. I mean, I understand the whole the whole storyline and the arc of it, but I feel like there could have been a little bit more. But you know, that's for another show, another day.
Another show, another time. But yes. Now that we know, I guess still alluding to WWE just for a little bit, we now is twin versus twin. I wonder if we ever will have a twin versus twin in WoW. That might be interesting.
Oh.
We have a Jimmy versus Jay. I'm like, what would be their yeet no yeet? I don't know. I would like to see Chaos versus Kona.
Yeah. So yeah, let us know.
That'd be scary.
When you watch this, if you would go, because some people, I always make reference to, this is a boxing reference, it's kind of old. The Klitschko brothers from overseas, two dominant boxers, and they refused, like, they promised their mom that they would never have a match against each other.
Ironically, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And New Day is like that too. They're not, you know, obviously, you know, real brothers, but definitely on their, they consider themselves brothers, period. If you guys are watching, respond. And if you guys are watching us and you are fans of the Tonga Twins, go and ask them on social media. Well, go and like them first. And then ask them on social media.
Follow them, then ask them. Would they ever want to fight against each other? Or is blood just thicker?
Yeah.
A match. That sounded better in my head.
Well, what we do know for sure is that teamwork makes the dream work. They take they take the W for that. However, you know, when Sophia was doing, you know, some shenanigans, everybody needs a friend like Tiki. It's like you never guess it, and it's so funny because you see her in the, you know, those shots and she's doing the Hawaiian stuff and just super like bubbly and stuff like that. But when she ran out, like, I didn't want to be on the other side of that. Like she looked like, I might be small, but I will rip another hole into you. It's interesting too, because we did end up interviewing the Tonga Twins, and I did ask them about Tiki and their relationship with her. And they said that they consider her a little sister, and you know, there's no harm, no foul as far as, you know, leaving her out of stuff. They're just on a mission. But I'm interested now to see, you know, that, you know, are they going to reject her and say, well, we didn't need your help? Or are they going to bring her back?
One of these past weeks when Tiki had won and they, when they put Tiki on their shoulder for a second, I almost thought that they were going to drop her, like, on purpose. I thought they were going to turn on her. And I was like, I don't know why I have this, like, just feeling in my stomach. Yeah. But at some point, there's going to be a little heel turn against Tiki.
Well, yeah. Or, they could have been a great trios. They could have made it, because they were a trio.
The island trio.
Before they were tag team, they were together too. So that could have been a great trio. But we'll see what happens. The good thing about WoW, it's like wrestling in general, it's like a soap opera. But with WoW, because it's only that hour long and it's only four matches, they can only tell so much. So this is going to be an ongoing storyline, the through stories. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, kudos to the writers for doing that. But like I said, Tonga Twins for the win. Sophia, you know, didn't get too far with those shenanigans.
I know. I felt like her shenanigans was at a minimum in this episode. I was like, is she sick?
All right. So that leads us to match number. Dang, are we on match number four already? Yeah, match number four. The trios.
It was only three matches.
Oh, okay. So match number four, trios tournament finals, Coach Campanelli versus Team Exile. I guess carry us through your thoughts on the match and the shenanigans that ensued.
How it started and in the beginning was Coach Campanelli asked the other three on the team to carry a bench out. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, grab that bench and follow me. And so there they go with smiles and all, grabbing the bench, bringing it to the ring. And then she just kind of says something like, then she just talks to David. She just says, oh, just want to confirm whoever I'm fighting with is going to be my team. And he's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you helped out your team when, you know, Ariel Sky was injured. So yeah, who you can tap in, whomever of your team you want to tap in.
Right.
And she's just confirming this is as I heard that whoever I'm wrestle with is part of the team. And he's like, yes, like, what are we not? What? Yes, that was very clear about it. And so and then she like snaps them. She's like, all right, bring the bench. Let's go. And I was like, that's it. I was like, huh, okay, whatever. We come time for the match. They bring the bench back out. And I'm like, okay, who's going to be benched? Interesting. I don't think coach is going to bench herself.
Right.
So I wonder who is going to be out. Part of me was like, oh, maybe Ariel because of the recent injury.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Pep because maybe she's won too many smiles. I don't know. I was like, she's so peppy and I love it. I was like, maybe that's getting on coach's nerves. I don't know. Maybe she's going to bench her. And just one by one, TK, one by one, everyone on Team Spirit gets benched. And so I'm like, wait. Is coach gonna do it by herself? She can do it by herself. At this point, what did you think?
So I loved, again, I don't know if this is her or, you know, a combination of, but when she told Pep, like, you know, grab some pine, that had me dying.
Grab some what?
Grab some pine. So like sit on the bench. But she figured a creative way to stay sit on the bench. I was like, that had me dying. So what happened was when I was watching WoW Live back in December, I think it was, mm-hmm. I saw what's the other team's name? Team
Exile.
No, not Team Exile, the new team name. Oh, Top Tier. Top Tier together, like Gloria Gaylor, Candy Crush, and Coach Kevin, all in white outfits, like white jumpsuits. And I'm looking like,
who the heck?
Yeah, I was like, this is odd because how they tape it. I think they tape it over like a 4 or 5 day period, but they just tape all
and
the
you're
matches.
On like day five.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. They just tape all the matches. So you don't even know which match is going to be like when it's going to air.
Oh.
So I was just kind of like, okay. What is going on here? There's like a lot of things that I saw that I was just kind of like, okay, but this is all going to play out, but I don't know how this is going to play out. So when she said that, I thought, okay, this is the time. But it sounded like she made it sound like she was only going to sit out one person. So I was like, well, maybe it's not the time. So, you know, even knowing the truth, even knowing that eventually it'd be a whole different team, I didn't know this was when they were going to pull the trigger.
I thought it was like little by little.
Yeah. They wrote it well enough where, like, even again, me seeing it, like, it's like, no, it's not happening right now. So, it was a great match, but I enjoyed the switcheroo more than anything else. And like I said, we did an interview with Candy Crush, who's going to be dropping tomorrow, and an interview with Genesis, which is dropping tomorrow too. But yeah, very like interesting play of events. And I think I'll speak for myself. You can let me know if this is the case too. I think regardless if it is Team Spirit or Top Tier, and sorry, Genesis, regardless which it's the A team or B team, I think that they were going to come out on top.
Like
anyway.
It was always going to be Team Spirit.
I didn't think Exile was going to make it out of it because, and I did ask Genesis about this as far as being like the leader. I was like, well, you're carrying yourself like a leader. You know, she's like, well, it's not official. And I'm trying to like, you know, fan the flame a little bit. I was like, you're carrying yourself like a leader. However, like maybe they don't respect you. Like maybe there's something going on because it's one of those things like she was one of the founding members. So her not saying she's a leader, that almost made it worse. Because if you're one of the founding members and your mentor ends up leaving and now it's just her and Exodus and then Ice Cold Drawings, then that should be a conversation. So, you know, with Genesis, it's kind of one of those things that she should have done that first and then moved on. And even when I was interviewing her, she's like, well, I'm the best. I'm like, well, all right. Well, there it is. There it is. But yeah, really. Do you think, well, I think either way, Team Spirit would have won. Do you think the same thing? Or do you think with Coach adding the two new members, also adding an element of surprise, because because Team Exile hasn't gone up against Candy Crush or Gloria Glitter in a minute. So, you know, they are prepping for Team Spirit, but they got essentially a whole nother team. So what do you think of everything that transpired?
Yeah, I was like, okay, so after all three all three members of Team Spirit were benched and we're waiting to see who came out, I think first it was, Gloria Glitter. And then when Candy Crush came out as the two new members, I was like, oh, well, they're winning. I was like, oh, okay. Well, cause I've seen Gloria Glitter. I've seen Candy Crush. I'm like, they're pretty like top tier for lack of a better word. So, after I saw that, I was like, oh, well, they're winning. Also, Team Exile, like you said, didn't get to prep, didn't get to know who they were going against. They thought they were going against Aerial Sky and the other two. So after I saw those two come out, I was like, oh, this is Team Spirit for sure. And then seeing the match, I mean, Gloria Glitter, powerhouse, Candy Crush with her boxing background. I mean, they dominated.
And they were also, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about as far as tag teams. This is obviously trios, but they seemed like Coach was already training them on the side. And this analogy, if you guys
like, they worked well. Yeah.
Right. This analogy is like a terrible analogy. And you guys know I'm terrible for analogies, but it's kind of like you're in a relationship and you're going through the divorce process. And divorce is finalized, and then you get married a month later.
Like to someone else?
How do you have time to meet somebody and get married and like want to be married?
Oh, I see what you're saying. There was overlapping.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like Coach spoke, and I think David made reference to it too. I feel like Coach was scouting them. She spoke to them, and either maybe like off different hours, they met at the WoW headquarters and they were training and disguising it as, you know, just exercise and getting it.
Just getting training as individuals, but really they're training as a trio.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I think. Because because except for Coach, Gloria Glitter and Candy Crush are individual wrestlers, singles competitors. So now you have to get used to one person, to get used to two people. That was too seamless in a very good way, but it was
in a good way. But I was like you said, I'm like, there was some overlappage because there's no way you could have met someone new, fell in love with them and married them in the last 3 weeks.
Like how
in the last week, I guess.
How are you doing?
Because we just saw them.
So as you guys can guess, Team Spirit now with the new name, top tier, they take the W. So they get the Coach Kevin is like hilarious. Like I would love to talk to her because I really want to know. She seems like the type that she comes up with these lines herself. Like she has some amazing one-liners. And if it's not her, whoever's writing for her is doing an amazing job. So Coach Campanelli takes the mic and she's doing her speech and all these backhanded comments to Aerial Sky. And, you know, the Team Spirit, Team B, the B team, they're like all just like hype. And it's like
the fact that they came back into the ring, I wasn't expecting them to come back into the ring and be part of the celebratory festivities. I thought like that was done because
Coach made it seem like they were, because if you're putting somebody on the bench, you're not.
I guess they're still on the team. Yeah, they're still on the team.
So it made it seem like they were still on the team. And Coach Campanelli's like, you know what? I just want to thank you, Ariel, for inspiring me. And Ariel's like, they're all proud. Inspire me. Like, you know, you went and found people. And, you know, I should do that too. And then you got injured and I stepped in and you inspired me to pretty much, and this is not her words, this is like my sum of the words, pretty much realize that you guys are terrible.
I know.
And I need a whole new team. That's essentially what she said. She didn't say it like that, but that's essentially what translated.
Essentially, she was like, thank you for, yes, like you said, thank you for inspiring me and making me open my eyes that you guys are just so bad that I need a whole new team.
A whole new team. And then, wow, to just make matters worse, like as if the backhanded compliment, as if the backhanded comments didn't, because I think Ariel was, and it's so, and kudos to her too, because how she made her face, she was like, you could see her mind turning. Like,
she was like, did she just?
Yeah, it's like, this doesn't sound like a compliment, but because you're a performer, being a former cheerleader, I think she's also a former gymnast, and you know, you're in front of the camera, it's like presentation's everything. So it's like, I'll deal with that later. Like, you know, let's collect this.
She's and, like,
you know,
she's standing. Yeah.
To only get hit in the head with the trophy. Like,
that was uncalled for. I was like, you already dragged her. You did not have to hit and drag her and pull literally her through the street.
And then kick out the other two members, the B team of Team Spirit. And
I'm like, are they still part of the team? Or is that a nail in the...
Yeah, I think once you kind of team. Yeah, I think once you kind of come in the ring and then you literally get kicked out by the two new, you literally get kicked out of the ring by the two new members. I think that's like a telltale sign that this relationship is over. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think. And then you change the name. It's like, I kicked you guys out. It would be crazy if the B team from Team Spirit show up next week, like
they should make their own team.
They should. But and the only problem with that is when you another terrible analogy coming. Please. So we can go back to the we won't say husband male. We'll go to that to the partner who got divorced and they're in a whole another relationship. That partner is not good with money. Let's just say, right? And now that person marries another person who's not good with money. It's going to be a terrible union. And with that, like I said, my analogies are terrible. But with that being said, the B team of Team Spirit, in theory, would make a good team. However,
but if they all are not that to that level, then you have three people who are less.
Exactly.
Good.
Right. Because you had Coach leading the way.
But for top tier, now you have, yes, you have three, you know, really experienced people, but they all like to be the number one, though. Like, we have two people that are singles competitors, Coach, who needs to be the coach.
Well, I think Candy Crush will do well with Coach because of her background. So former Olympic swimmer, synchronized swimmer, turned boxer, professional boxer, now wrestler. You naturally respond to coaching. So as long as it's in the best interest of, you know, the goal, which is to win, she'll be easy to coach. With Gloria Glitter,
she's just checking her pulse the whole match. I was here for. I was like, Gloria Glitter's about to pop something.
When she did the stair step on ice cold, I was like, what? Like, this gimmick is so bad, it's so good. It's like
that's why it works. That's
because
she like really sells it. I mean, she is checking her pulse like down to the hair,
everything
down to the hair, ice cold. Still with the mismatching outfit. I can't get away from the. I like the outfit as an individual. It just doesn't go with the team.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Genesis about that, but I feel like that's like a. When people ask me questions that clearly have nothing to do with me, I always tell them, like, that's a bummer.
They'll be like, so why is Christina do that? You're like, I don't know.
That's above my pay grade. Right, that's not a me question. So, yeah, but, I mean, maybe with ice cold, she knew that this was going to last long. So why go and get another fitting?
I guess. I mean, she could have dyed that one black.
Maybe her favorite color is blue. But that also, so congratulations to...
congratulations to Top Tier.
Top Tier. And then also something we have to look forward to next week is Princess Ozzie and Katarina Jinx. That's happening yes. next week. So what do you think is going, what do you think is the next steps? Like there's a lot of stuff in play. So we have Beast and Abilene Maverick. So you think that's going to happen. Then the Mother Truckers, they have to go against Miami Sweet Heat. Or do you think that's going to happen or David's going to kibosh that? And then now we have new trios champions where, like, what's going to happen? Team Top Tier. Like, it the name is very, very fitting. But if they're the trios champions, and we didn't have too many. We were pulling a lot of people together to create trios teams. So I wonder what that's going to look like in them defending their championship. So a lot of questions I posed you.
A lot of moving parts. I would say, okay, with Beast and Abilene, I hope we get more information, maybe more angles, maybe another USB. I don't know what they can give us, but I need more information on the Beast Abilene debacle for Mother Truckers. I do want to see the Mother Truckers and Miami Sweet Heat go. Another go. I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if David's going to allow that. Not allow it, but like, I don't know. He just be doing stuff sometimes.
That part.
And I'm just like, because I'm like, wait, yeah, they always defend. I mean, but I would like to see it. Mother Truckers and Miami Sweet Heat are always some of my favorite matches to look at. So hopefully. And then with the whole trios thing, man, I don't know. Now that we have Top Tier, we have a whole team. We have a whole team that was not like part of the tournament until like now. Like we have winners that were not part of the tournament until the last match. So that's where I'm kind of like, wait, you didn't go against everyone though.
Maybe Abilene needs coach to help her maintain her championship. Because coach, how she phrased it to David, like, because she could have said something totally different. David would be like, no, that's against the rules. But how she phrased it put her in a winning position.
Yeah, she was the way she phrased it. So I think
coach needs to coach Abilene. Coach Abilene. How to maintain her championship.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's definitely something that should be done.
A lot to think about.
A lot to think about. With that being said, just a lot of great, another great episode of WOW. Where can everybody find you?
Everyone can find me on the Twitter spaces at @CH_Arzate. Trying to figure out where Vivian Rivera is.
I kind of stay away from the deep dives because then sometimes it's like 3 hours go by and you're like, I literally just spent 3 hours trying to figure out. Because then you get stuck in the comments. And then you click on somebody else's page to find out where those comments are. Then, 3 hours later, you're just like, I've done nothing with my life. I've done absolutely nothing. So anywho, hopefully we'll find out. We'll get some answers for you guys and let us know if you guys have some answers. We appreciate it. But you can find me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Definitely check out all our WOW interviews. We actually have. And this is, I should have probably told you this, Christina, but in the following weeks, we are going to have a special show on all things WOW, courtesy of WOW superheroes. That's going to be dropping in a couple weeks. So definitely keep on the lookout for that. Like I said, we have two more WOW interviews dropping this week of Genesis and Candy Crush, and we have another interview. We have quite a few interviews dropping in the next couple of weeks, so definitely be on the lookout for that. You can follow Like I said, follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can follow Women's Wrestling Talk on everything at WW Talk Pod. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com. With that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
This is Penelope Pink, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.